GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Our WVOMFM.com question of the day brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Should local communities be able to ban firearms at polling places and town and city meetings? That's the gist of the bill from State Senator Kathy Breen, Democrat of Falmouth, a hearing on it yesterday. Some argue that being able to, or those bringing a firearm into a polling place, can be intimidating. Or if it's a contentious issue at the town meeting, at the city council meeting, someone with a firearm there, well, they can be intimidating.
Well, most states do it. If they do anything, do it by the entire state, not by individual communities. Now, that may vary from state to state. There are five states that I know of that you can't take a gun into a public meeting. California, Florida, Illinois, New York, South Carolina, District of Columbia. You can't openly have a weapon in a public place.
A listener sends us a note about that very point and says, how many criminals would just ignore that rule and bring anyway? But the law-abiding ones, they will. Caller, hi. Should local communities be able to ban firearms at polling places and town and city meetings? What are you thinking?
Good morning, gentlemen. The answer is no. And if we're talking about sensitive places, these are some of the most sensitive places where evil men, evil, you know, not necessarily men, but wickedness will strike. So you want to have the option to be proactively protecting. And listen, I was in Augusta yesterday. This kind of legislation boils down to, on one side, gun violence. And if you listen to the arguments, the same people that are worried about gun violence, and the statistics that they throw out is there's 227 suicides here in Maine, and of those suicides, there's about 50% of them that end in firearm deaths. And at the same time here in Maine, the same advocates of working against gun violence are permitting and advocating for abortion. And so my question is, what causes more death here in Maine? The firearm or curettes, forceps? And the answer is there, 2,000 deaths here.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Should local communities be able to ban firearms at polling places and town and city meetings? That's the gist of the bill from State Senator Kathy Breen, Democrat of Falmouth. What are you thinking?
I would say no. I did notice something a little peculiar in the last month or so. Walmart sells guns. And a guy came in and purchased one, but a store employee actually carried it out of the building.
Maybe the friendly clerk said, would you like some help out to the car with this, sir? And the guy said, yes. Huh?
Looking at what the representative, Kathy Breen, wants to do.
State senator.
She's state senator.
Yeah, she's state senator now.
All right. The public servant, Kathy Breen, wants to do. The first question I ask is it legal? Can you do it?
With constitutional carry and concealed carry in our state, yeah, you can.
Can you ban weapons
can you ban them?
Can you say you can't come into this building or that building or any other building with a weapon? Is that factually legal? And since it's done in many communities, I say many, a number of communities across the country, I guess my non-legal mind tells me here, yeah, probably you can, because I go to places where they do it. So
when you travel in Arizona, was there a problem? Were they shooting up Wild West like Yosemite Sam?
Well, they just decided, and I don't live there, but I go there.
Yeah.
They decided there were certain places they did not want people walking in. Bars, well, a bar, schools.
Yeah, I
polling places, they decided they didn't want it there.
But I'm wondering if you had any indication, was it a problem? Because as we live, now granted, we've only been doing this together for 14 years, going on 15. Oh my gosh, where does the time go? But in 14 to 15 years, the only occurrence that I can find and recall where this has been a, and I'm using the GHRT quotes, a problem, was when the guy came in to the Bangor polling place. This was back when it was the Bangor Civic Center, okay? And the guy went in to vote, and the clerk went all Barney Fife on him and said, you can't do that, whereas the guy could. There was no law. Everyone cringes at the phrase, when they're a supporter of it, of a bill, but is this a solution looking for a problem in our state?
I can only assume, and I have nothing to do with this, I can only assume that people who support it are trying to be proactive and say, we just don't want to have a problem.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should local communities be able to ban firearms at polling places and town and city meetings?
Good morning, Rick. I'm thinking this is just some feel-good legislation, because we're living in some different times than George was when he was a young man. I mean, look at the softball field, and you had Scalise getting shot up. I mean, look at the church over the weekend and the Christianers. I mean, I don't care if this just makes you feel good, guys, but we need good men, to carry weapons to help people that just don't think they need to carry weapons.
A couple of people have sent us text messages noting that Walmart's policy now is that an employee will carry that firearm out for you. So we got at least 7 text messages here explaining the Walmart employee will carry out the firearm, so no one thinks that you're just walking into the place with a firearm. Caller, hi.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Caller, should local communities be able to ban firearms at polling places and town and city meetings?
No, and they shouldn't be able to ban anything. If there's law-abiding citizens, they should leave us alone, like the red flag bill. You know, I'm a victim of people that pulled this red flag crap on citizenry. And it all began in my town office, and it cost me thousands of dollars to defend myself on 21 bogus made-up lies.
Caller, hi, GHRT. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 in Rockland as well. The bill in Augusta would allow communities, your town, your city, to ban firearms at polling places or local meetings. What are you thinking?
Yes, they should. I'll tell you why. Get the good guys carrying guns, the bad guys can carry guns, right? Either hidden or shown. But who cannot carry a gun? He or she who cannot afford a gun. Now, imagine there's an actual shootout that goes on between the good guys and the bad guys at the polling place. Is that going to intimidate those who cannot afford carry a gun?
When has that occurred in the state of Maine that we need this bill in place?
You have to spoil your imagination, sir.
I have to spoil my imagination? I have to spoil my imagination. Does he mean I have to suspend disbelief so it can happen here? Okay.
Well, I suppose it could.
Isn't it funny how we have so many... Example, Charlie Summers, Secretary of State. We want to get out ahead of all of the possible voting fraud, so we're going to have a photo ID that we'll issue you, or you can use your driver's license, because we want to get out ahead of this, because it could happen. No, we can't do that. But we have this bill where it hasn't happened, but it could happen, so we want to get out ahead of it.
I didn't hear any of the testimony yesterday. Is it yesterday they've been?
Yeah, they had a hearing yesterday. Eric Brakey, I think, was in
there. Well, we know it's predictable who's going to testify and who isn't.
Yep.
That's kind of predictable.
A gentleman says that last caller should not drink his breakfast. I'm sorry. Caller, hi, the question of the day. Should local communities be able to ban firearms at polling places and at town and city meetings?
As far as I'm concerned, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And the problem is, we got way too much infringement coming from these people. Us law-abiding people that aren't felons need to start standing up and not taking this crap.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.